to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Moonlight and I became fast friends. Frolicking past the Baptist church, passing drinks between our lips, praying for the lives we had lost at twilight. Twilight turned her back. Midnight made her way towards us. That was the place I was the happiest. Stepping with great care, gay abandon across the river's bridge, the last one in town that wasn't aflame. A place where I could place myself in somebody's arms and just be adored. And I felt it. A fine, quiet fire in my soul. Something that had stated quite clearly that everything was fine. Something that had stared at the outside world, aching to be free. And at last, as midnight met the early morning, with a gentle kiss. Everything was fine. Moonlight took my hand and walked me home with a wry smile. When this podcast first started, a lot of the episodes were very short. They were like micro episodes, and I thought that was quite interesting. But then over time, it kind of developed into a longer kind of episode structure. But I kind of like the idea of doing like sort of slightly smaller episodes, maybe a bit more often, you know, maybe a couple of times a week. I think that would be cool. Do you think that would be cool? I think we're going to do that. I wrote that. The moon was not out when I wrote that. I was trapped under the tyranny of the sun, and it was very hot that day. I think I was imagining the moonlight because at night time it's cool and it's beautiful, and I missed it, you know. I've always found that I feel more comfortable with the human experience at night. Like, I don't even mean just like in a physical sense. Like, I mean, being alive, being a person, whatever, just feels better at night. Maybe because there's less people around. And I don't have to think about what somebody thinks, or what they would say, who I am, how people see me. It doesn't matter because it's nighttime and everyone's doing their own thing, and I'm just, you know, upstairs looking out the window, watching the stars. Maybe I have dinner. I just go out, wander around. Not too far though, because like, you don't want to do anything crazy. I gotta do those things all the time. But I was kind of thinking about just exploring the world. Nobody else. Just looking at everything around me and being like, wow. Here it is. This thing that's always existed, you know. I mean, the world's a pretty big fucking place, and I haven't seen a lot of it, and I probably never will. I'm the kind of person that likes to stay home in all senses, but sometimes I think I want to see stuff, I want to go places. I remember during the lockdowns, I was obsessed with the idea of going to Paris. And I thought about it for weeks. I just sit there looking at pictures of Paris on the internet and using the Google Maps to like walk around it, like on the internet. And I was obsessed with it. It kind of got me through, you know, that loneliness and isolation. Sometimes I just like to go walking at night time, but like it's hard because it's dangerous and people will tell you it's dangerous and you shouldn't do it, and if you get hurt or something like that, it's your fault. I mean, they don't say that, but that's what they mean. But I like doing it anyway. I like to just sit in the dark, write poems and wait for the moon to find me. She always does. She's very good at hide and seek. So I kind of see her as a person. I like personification because the real world is super lonely. So I write everything as my friend, someone I know. And then I'd have to think about the fact that for most people, for most of our lives, we're going to be alone a lot, right? And it doesn't feel good. So if I have all these friends, you know, the moon is my friend, the sun is my friend, the soft spring breeze is my friend, the leaves that fall from the trees are my friends. The softly running river is my friend. Everybody is my friend, you know. Like Pocahontas in the Disney movie, the Disney version of Pocahontas, you know. Everything is my friend. Nature is my friend. And then you feel less bad about the reality that you're just kind of a person hurtling through life, trying not to get in trouble. Not doing too well at that, but doing your best. And sometimes they're like whole days, whole weeks, where you don't talk to somebody in a non-transactional way. Because if you stop and you think about those things, it just tear you to pieces, so you can't. And so the moon becomes your friend, and the rivers become your friends, and the whole world becomes your friends, because you and all your real friends are too busy trying to survive and stay afloat to actually be able to be together. Because that's what adult life actually is. I don't want to end on a downer. Even though, again, that's what adult life is. So, the sun is shining today, and it's not unbearably hot. Weeks, and I hope you haven't either. And I don't know why, but I've just had this feeling something good is gonna happen. I don't know when and I don't know what, but something. So that's good, right? I had a dream last night, and then I woke up straight away. And I immediately started writing stuff down for this story I want to write. It was super scary. And it was just like I was in a trance just writing all this stuff down that I could remember from the dream. I kind of felt like I was being possessed. Which I like, because it takes all the responsibility away from me. Thank you. consciousness thing, you know. That was kind of how I used to do things. I enjoyed it. I spoke to my friend last night. She's been going through it. So have I. But at the end, I think we both kind of felt better. And I think maybe that's what adult life is too. Sometimes you feel like you're just about to snap, and then you reach out to someone because you can tell they're just about to snap too. And then you kind of, it's like you untangle yourself from all of these problems that you thought were going to destroy you. And you just feel better.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com. Or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.